You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, is it Tiana? Tiana?
What Tiana.
Is, Tiana? Hi, Tiana. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Oh, splendid. What's going on?
I have a 9-month-old English Mastiff puppy, and she jumps like a Mustang, and it is killing me. I got her when she was about 5 months, and she kind of came doing that, and I've been really strict trying to train her, and she generally won't do it like to me, but to my partner most of all when she's getting fed. And she, like, now she's about 110 pounds. Before, she was only like 60, 70. It wasn't so bad, but it was still a lot. Now she's getting bigger, and I'm afraid because she knocks us over.
Well, might I say, first of all, Tiana, that is a gorgeous name, and I like it so much I'm going to take it from you. And from now on, I want you folks to address me as Tiana Cable. Thank you so much.
We will do that.
That is a gorgeous thing. But, you know, it's funny, when a person gets a dog when they're little and they're puppies and they're jumping on you and you think, oh, they love me, they like me. Actually, when a dog jumps on you, what a dog is doing is invading your space and disrespecting you and taking you over. So it's not really happiness and love. It's disrespectful. So to teach your dog not to jump on people, you said when you feed the dog jumps on your partner. You're going to have to stand there with a, you're going to have to learn to be quiet and stand still a lot. Can you do that? Can you be quiet and stand still a lot? I'm talking for like a minute on the clock. Both of you have to learn to do this. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah, that'll be something we can do.
Okay, what you're going to want to do is whenever your dog jumps on you, you're going to take a firm step forward and use a word, whatever word it may be. For me, it's, hey, hey. You take a firm step forward to where you almost knock the dog over, okay? And you say, hey, in that way, you're taking your space back. And you're going to do that every time the dog jumps on you. And then you're just going to stand there silently looking straight ahead. Don't look at your dog. Don't talk to your dog. Now, at feeding time, when you take the dog's food, you take the dish, you put the food in the dish, and you stand there with the dish. You don't say anything. You don't do anything. You just look ahead with the food, and you do not put that food down until the dog becomes totally calm. And you might have to stand there for a minute or two or three on the clock, but you don't put the food until the dog down till the dog is calm. Then when you do put the food down, you don't let the dog go at it immediately. You stand in front of it and just look ahead. Stand in front of it. He tries to run around you. You change direction and herd him away. You take total control of the food, and you don't let the dog have the food until he's calm and until you give him the go-ahead. And use a hand signal for the go-ahead. Don't use the word okay. Use a hand signal. Point at the food. Your dog will totally understand it's okay to eat now. But you've got to be consistent, and your partner's got to take her space back and teach the dog to respect her. Does that make sense to you?
It totally does. Like, we have a boy also. He's 2. And she did really, really good with him. It's just this puppy. This dog is crazy. And she's been that way, like, since she came. We have other dogs, and she's trained them all that exact same way. We put the food down. They don't move until we let them know it's okay to eat. But this puppy, she's kind of, okay.
She's got a lot of energy. Tiana, she's got a lot of energy. You know, when people go to buy dogs, what do people do? They walk in the pet store and they pick the dog that's the most lunatic. You know, he's wagging his tail, he's jumping around, he's shaking back and forth, and people go, oh, he likes me, I want that one. Well, see, actually, that dog is just very, very excited. And when you pick a dog out, you got to pay attention to the excitement level of the dog. You'll see some dogs are just sitting there and they're not doing anything, and people are like, oh, I don't want that one, he doesn't like me. But in reality, you might want that dog because he's already calm and mellow. So you don't have to teach him to be calm and mellow. With an excited dog, you have to teach the dog to mellow out. And it's a little bit of work. It's a little bit of work.
Yeah, it's feeling like a lot of work. My daughter has cerebral palsy, and every time she walks away, she's 8. And the puppy jumps up and pushes her in her back with her front paws.
So here's how you stop it, girl. Here's how you stop it. You know the dog is going to do it. So you have your daughter turn to walk away. As soon as the dog makes his move, you step right in front and go, hey! And you poke him in the neck gently with your fingers, like your teeth or your fingers. You poke him, and you walk right in front of him, and you move him back. And you teach the dog to respect people's spaces. So you have to be alert. You have to watch what's going on and be there to make the correction. So the best thing to do is keep your dog locked up until you're ready to work with them in that way, to give them the exercise. So you're going to call your daughter into the room. You're going to say, okay, we're going to do it now. So then your daughter starts to walk away. You're ready. The dog makes his move. You step in front. Hey! And you take away the space. You don't let him invade your daughter's space. And you're going to teach him with routine and consistency and calm energy that, no, you're not allowed to invade people's spaces and jump on them. That is not behavior that I want. And that's how you do it.
This question's answer should be obviously like with our other dogs, make sure they're not in the same room, correct?
Yeah, well, if the other dogs are contributing, I'd have to be there to see it. But sometimes dogs are instigators. And you might have a dog that's calmer than you think, and the other dog is getting them all revved up.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want the other dog.
Yeah,
you have to work with them individually. And, again, like I always tell people, you've got to walk your dogs every day. It all starts with the walk. The walk is so important. Yeah, and make sure he's not in front of you. Make sure he's not in front of you pulling on the leash. He's on your side. Oh, she's crapping out. I'm sorry. Tiana Cable can no longer hear you, but I know you're going to do a great job. Just be calm and be consistent and teach your dog rules.
And thanks for calling.
My name's Tiana.
I don't know what you're drinking today.
Well, Dr. Debbie, I just got a big old whiff of you. My Dr. Debbie in the morning 4 a.m. coffee blend.
Check out Animal Radio Highlights, all the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
I'm Emmy Lou Harris. Keeping a dog on a chain or in a pen is about the worst thing a person can ever do to him. It goes against everything a dog is: social, a pack animal, eager to please. Chaining a dog hurts his body and his mind. It's actually a form of animal abuse. A terrible punishment for just being born. Please look out for any dog penned or chained. Talk to people about how to keep a dog inside. Make him part of the family. Everyone will be happier. Thank you for being a dog's best friend.